Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 12, 1806. Clark, the doctor. The routes that are available in this area are the Quamash, or Pacheco, and the Caus. The former is the route now generally called Camas. The Honorable Granville Stewart of Montana gives the Shoshone or snake word for Camas as Pasigo, meaning water or swampy seago, because it is found in lowland swamp ground. He says, "It is a bulbous root about the size of a plum. It has a sweet, gummy taste and is very nutritious. White men, Indians, and hogs are very fond of it. The areas where it is grown in the spring are beautiful in bloom with a pretty blue flower and often called Camas Meadows." Clark describes Caus as a knobbed root of an irregular form, rounded, not unlike the ginseng. The Indians rubbed off the thin black rind, pounded the root, and dried it in the sun. According to Lewis, the Caus was made into cakes, 1 1/4 inches thick and 6 by 18 inches in width, and when dried was eaten thus as bread or boiled to a thick mucilaginous consistency. Lewis thought it more agreeable to the taste in the latter form. Captain Clark writes,
"A fine morning. Great number of Indians flock about as usual. After breakfast I begin to administer eye water, and in a few minutes had nearly 40 applications with sore eyes, and many others with other complaints. Most common, rheumatic disorders and weaknesses in the back and loins, particularly women. The Indians had a grand council this morning, after which we were presented each with a horse by 2 young men at the insistence of the nation. We caused the chiefs to be seated and gave them each a flag, a pint of powder, and 50 balls. To the 2 young men who presented the horses, we also gave powder and ball. The broken arm pulled off his leather shirt and gave me. I, in return, gave him a shirt. In the evening, 3 of our horses were brought in, all in fine order. We have now only 6 remaining out. We gave Twisted Hair a gun, powder, and 100 balls, in part for taking care of our horses, and wished him to camp near us until we crossed the mountains, which he agreed to do and was much pleased. Captain William Clark, May 12, 1806.
The next 2 days at this camp were spent preparing to proceed on across the Kuskokwim River and camp. The captains, aware of the heavy snow in the Bitterroot Mountains, determined to stay at this new camp until the snow melted. This was the longest time in any camp except for the winter camps at Fort Mandan and Fort Clatsop. The party remained in this camp from May 14 through June 10. They did make several attempts to move out, but met with failure each time. Monday, Camp Chapunish.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.